USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as President Trump's former informal advisor and longtime backer, Roger Stone, has been arrested in Florida this morning by the FBI. He's been indicted on 7 counts, including obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. Former CIA Chief John Brennan says this should not be a surprise.
And so, just like Mr. Stone's indictment, I'm not going to be surprised by the other indictments that are going to be coming down the pike very soon.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Asylum seekers in Mexico may have to start waiting south of the border while their immigration claims are processed. Homeland Security says immigration officials will implement the so-called Remain in Mexico policy as soon as today. And a Colorado union official says a teacher strike's now on hold. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen now says he will comply with a subpoena issued by a U.S. Senate committee. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Cohen did it a day after he postponed his public testimony to a White House committee. The subpoena is to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed setting. This, then, would not be like the hearing that he asked to postpone, which was to be public and likely televised.
There is joy in North Carolina. A 3-year-old North Carolina boy who was missing for 2 days is alive and apparently okay. Casey Hathaway went missing while he was playing in the backyard of his grandmother's home on Tuesday, and temperatures dropped well below freezing that night. Hundreds of volunteers helped in the search on difficult terrain in a rural area in the eastern part of the state, and again they found him yesterday in good health. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
An effort to pay members of the Coast Guard during the partial government shutdown is dead for now. Louisiana's Republican Senator John Kennedy tried to pass by unanimous consent a bill that would get Coast Guard members their paychecks even if the shutdown continues. They're the only branch of the military not being paid during the shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer objected, though, ending that effort's chances for now. The Homeland Security budget, which is what ends up funding the Coast Guard, is among the budgets not being funded during the shutdown. Schumer says he wants the government to open for all federal workers, not just certain parts of it. A third person is dead more than a week after a hammer attack in Brooklyn. The Seaport Buffet's chef was killed in the initial attack, and the restaurant's manager and owner were critically injured. And the owner died 3 days after, and officials announced the death of the restaurant's manager now yesterday. The 34-year-old suspect remains hospitalized in a psychiatric ward. And Twitter is testing out a new way to find where a tweet starts. In a move aimed at reducing abuse, Twitter rolled out its trial icons to users yesterday. The icon, which says original tweeter, is located directly below the author's handle. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.